Hey there. Welcome to the Loco Travel Life Podcast, where we, two moms and sisters, share our experiences of traveling with our kiddos. I'm Lindsay, or as my nephews call me, Lolo.
And I'm Carly, aka Auntie Coco, and we're your hosts.
We are very excited about today's episode. We're changing it up a little bit, and we have our first guest on our show, a fellow travel-loving mama and podcaster, Angie Richter. Angie is the co-host of the podcast Read, Mamalize, Repeat, and owner of the Wonder Studio in Wisconsin. Angie and I connected on Instagram through the women at Pursuing Her Purpose, and she recently took a trip with her two daughters, and I was following along on their journey on Instagram and messaged her with some encouragement during a travel delay, and she responded by pitching us to be a guest on our show, and we said yes. Angie and I had the opportunity to meet in real life a couple weeks ago at her Kinder Music Studio, and we can't wait to share her with you and give you another mama's perspective on traveling with her kids.
Thank you. That was such a sweet intro.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, welcome, Angie. Thank you so much for being on our show. We're excited to have you. And we were wondering, can you just tell us about your family? What ages are your girls? Where's home for you?
Home for me is right outside Madison, Wisconsin. I'm in Wanakee. My husband and I have two daughters. They are 10 and 8. The 10-year-old is named Finley and the 8-year-old is named Harlow. Unrelated to travel, but we also have two dogs and all those things keep us busy.
Busy for sure. And somehow you still make time to travel, which is awesome.
We love to travel. We've been fortunate enough to do it a lot. So when you two started this podcast and I started listening, I was like, ooh, I want to be on that podcast.
That's so sweet, Angie. We're so glad you felt that way. It's exactly how we want mamas out there to feel about our podcast. Now that we know about your family and that you love traveling, could you tell us what travel looked like before kids, if you can remember?
Before I met my husband, I didn't really travel a ton. My family and I went to Florida many times, as I feel like a lot of Wisconsin families did, both flying and then also road tripping to Florida. And then once I met my husband and we got married, a family member of his side moved to Switzerland. And so we've been fortunate enough, both once we were married and then after having kids, to get to go to Europe most summers.
So I was following along with your recent journey to Switzerland on Instagram, and it looked pretty amazing. And it sounds like you went to some other places too. So can you tell us a little bit more about that trip?
Sure. After we had a handful of days in Switzerland, this year, the extra sort of destination or extra country we went to go visit was Greece, specifically the island of Crete.
What was a highlight or pure joy moment you had while in Crete?
We did two adventures. One was there's a very famous gorge in Crete called the Samaria Gorge. It's about 15 kilometers, so 9-ish miles. And we knew that would be a challenge for really all of us. Like, that's a long hike. And I don't think our girls have ever hiked that distance before. But my husband, who I need to give a shout out to my husband, because he does all of our travel planning. I know. I feel like you should interview him, really.
Oh, wow. Like, I mean, maybe we should. Another dad's right. Perspective. So he does the whole itinerary, the planning, everything. Tell us about that.
I pack our bags and then he just tells me where to go.
Oh, that's so nice that you have that.
I know. I am very lucky for many reasons, that being one of them. I should have mentioned that earlier because I don't want you all thinking that I do all this. He does it.
That's amazing. So did he pick where you're hiking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So once we realized we were going to go to Crete, he researched adventures, outings, things we could do with the kids. And this was one. And he found a travel company that helps coordinate all the logistics of it. Obviously, a gorge, it's not a loop, right? You have a starting point and an ending point. The tricky part is that the ending point of the hike is in a village that you cannot access by car. You can either get there by hiking the gorge or there's a ferry. He found this company who picks you up at your house, drives you to the start of the hike, the top of the gorge, and then you have a guide that's with you the whole time also, which in this situation, I think was truly clutch because he just added a different dynamic to like our family and the experience. And he had great information. He's hiked that gorge hundreds of times. He kind of knew things like there were times in the gorge where we wanted to take pictures because it was so beautiful. And he told us it's not necessarily a safe spot because there could be rocks that fall suddenly. So we kept going. And the girls kept such a good pace that he was very impressed.
How long did it take you all?
I think we started at 9 and I think we were done by 2.
Wow. Okay. The Costellos are very big hikers in the family.
And not the Becks.
No.
We are not.
Maybe one day.
Maybe we'll get there, but I doubt it.
So I'm just thinking in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to add Crete to the bucket list and tell my husband, Obi. He's the one that plans our hikes, or he finds like his top 5. And then we look at them together and we're like, yes, we want to do those ones. He does the hiking planning. And I'm just like, yes, we can do that one, or no, we're not going to make that one. So now I'm like, I'm ready to go. Can you talk a little bit about maybe something that drained you from this recent trip? Like something that, you know, I think sometimes on Instagram or on social media, trips can be glamorized and you don't see the hard times or the things that drain you on a trip. So can you talk about that?
Yes. This trip, compared to the last two trips, I felt went overall a lot smoother. Our girls are almost exactly 2 years apart. For the most part, they got along really well. Now, there were also many moments where they had had too much of each other and they were bickering, like I think most siblings do. So those little moments were hard, but those were pretty quick. The hardest part was the time change coming back. It took myself and my two girls pretty much 5 days to get our sleep back like on a normal schedule.
Did you do any crazy things to try to get your bodies back on schedule, or you kind of just went with the flow?
Yeah, I just went with the flow.
So it sounds like that's your main trip you take for the year, or do you take other trips throughout the year?
We do travel domestically. We have some family that live in Maryland, so we typically get over there once a year, sometimes twice a year, depending on how we do holidays. And then we do take kind of more tropical, beachy vacations around spring break. So we've done Florida, we've done Mexico, and then the last 2 years we were in the Dominican.
So you love to travel.
We do. We do like doing road trips too. In a couple of weeks, we're driving 7 hours or so over to Michigan. We have some friends that have a lake house, so we'll do that. Two, three summers ago. I don't know. Time is weird since COVID, right? We did a big road trip out west. So we went through the Badlands and the Black Hills and out to Wyoming and Montana. So we're not just flyers. We like road trips too.
You're very well-rounded travelers.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you feel like, was there a moment... So 8 and 10, do you feel like, but you've been traveling since your youngest was 11 months old. Do you feel like there was a point where it got easier when they weren't in car seats, when they didn't need to have all of the things? Did you have that like moment where like, oh, it's worth it, but I'm so thankful that I was traveling before because they're used to it? Did you have that moment?
Yes, definitely. I think last year when we were in Switzerland and then Puglia, Italy, I think that was the first year where things just seemed so much easier. The 2 summers before that, we didn't go over because of COVID. In 2019, we took a year off for a different reason and did Disney instead. So there were 3 summers in a row we didn't go over. So I feel like we kind of missed maybe some of the more challenging years. But last year, I don't know, they can just take care of themselves more. Yeah, car seats, that was much easier. They were both in booster seats. And this year, I think even more so. It just, I don't know. It's fun. And they like to travel and they do so well on the airplane. And like you said, they know what to expect. It makes a big difference.
I'm glad to hear it also gets easier the older they are and the more you do travel. Is there anything more you'd share with fellow mamas out there to take the next trip and get out there?
Yes. I saw a quote recently that I wanted to share, and I think this would hit home with you too. And I'm paraphrasing. But it basically said, not traveling with kids when they're young because they won't remember it is kind of like not reading to your children when they're young because they won't remember the stories. Right. Mm-hmm. And I realize that that's a little, there is a jump there and that's a bit dramatic. However, I think that's always been sort of my and my husband's kind of viewpoint on it, that we know that our kids are not going to remember all these experiences. Knowing how the brain develops and the wiring that happens, those experiences are shaping their brains and they are helping them become the people they're going to be.
I love it. I really do. They're learning from it and they're gaining so much knowledge of the world by doing the things that you're instilling with them. That's great.
Yeah. I think something that holds people up is, especially flying with young kids, they're so worried about how their children are going to affect other people's experiences. And I am a person that I am very much aware of other people in my environment, and I'm very conscious of it. However, I was never really worried about it when my kids were younger. When Finley was a year or 11 months and we flew back from Switzerland, it was very late. We were delayed many times, and she cried the entire flight from Chicago back to Madison. I was trying to just nurse her on the plane and she was just screaming. It was like 11:30 at night. I don't know. I just kind of ignored everyone, you know, and did my best to meet her needs. Not like I cared about other people, but I just wanted her to be happy. And I've never really had a negative experience with someone giving me or my kids a hard time for traveling. I hope that hurdle, or that imaginary hurdle maybe a little bit, is something that people can kind of let go of and not worry about too much.
What advice would you give to a mama out there who wants to travel, but just feels overwhelmed with the idea of traveling with kids?
Just know that it's going to be a roller coaster. I think it's a little bit pessimistic, but really should set your expectations kind of low. You don't know what's going to happen. Like, you know, we put petrol in the diesel engine. There was also another situation last summer when we were in Italy where I found a tick attached to my daughter's neck and it was dead and it was already starting to get like a red bullseye. So we ended up in an Italian emergency room with her to get the antibiotics she needed. Just knowing it's not all going to go exactly how you plan. It's not going to go perfect, and that's okay.
Those expectations, though, it can be so fierce. I was talking to a friend today because she has a 3-year-old and they haven't taken a trip because she's a lot of fear about it and all of the things, like how her son's going to respond. Setting yourself up for like, oh, this is what I thought vacation should be. Just live the journey. Like, just be open to the journey. And that's exactly what you do when you're home. But you put all these expectations when you're going on vacation and then you're kind of disappointed. So low expectations. Going to be okay, and just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
I read today somewhere, you know, home is hard and traveling is hard. So you might as well be traveling if they're both equally hard.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have any practical tips or tools you use while traveling to share with us?
We've had a lot of success as a family when we all kind of need a break from screens or whatever, or if we're ever eating meals in the car, we listen to podcasts as a family. There's a couple amazing kid ones or family-friendly ones that we've enjoyed. My favorite, and I think my girl's favorite for many years, was Circle Round. That's an awesome one. It takes folktales from around the world and they kind of retell them, and they have different guests that come on. And then there's a musical instrument that's kind of featured throughout it with background music. Those are lovely. The episodes are around 20 minutes. We also really like Family Road Trip Trivia, and each episode is a different topic.
Carly's writing down tips. She's going to be listening to these in her car because she lives on the outskirts of Madison. So it takes her like 25 minutes, 30 minutes to get anywhere with her kids. So we are always singing silly songs to keep them awake on the way home so that they don't fall asleep in the car.
Yep.
Right now, podcasts are the only thing that keep my children from fighting with each other. So I'm all about that life.
Yeah. Have you listened to Along for the Ride?
No. What's that one?
It's like games and entertainment for the family, and they like pick a theme and then you just play along.
It's really fun and entertaining. Anything else outside of podcasts?
The other thing that's always worked really well for us is when we are going to a space, we really don't rent hotel rooms that often. We really like having more of an apartment or a house situation because we like to have separate sleeping areas for our girls. Now can sleep in the same room. They can even sleep in the same bed. Y'all, that is right. It's kind of amazing.
Yep. My children sleep in the same bed when Lolo comes and visits, and it's like a vacation to them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a fun sleepover. But then, you know, after they're asleep, then Brody and I can still hang out for a little bit. Another thing we found that has made traveling more fun and just a little bit easier is if you have another family that you all click with really well, it can be traveling and going to a new place amazing. Because then all that stuff, right? The dishes, the laundry, the cooking, right? You're sharing that load with another, at least one other person. So we've traveled a decent amount with Brody's sister, her husband, and their two kids. And it's been so much fun.
We travel a lot. We do a lot of travel together. And it is fun to travel with each other and share that load. That is so true. That is great advice. Angie, it has been so great interviewing you. This has been so fun. This has brought me so much joy. And in case you want to connect with Angie, we will leave links to her podcast, Read Mama Lies Repeat, and Wonder Studio Instagram in the show notes so you can connect with her and hear more about her.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode and getting to hear another mom's travel perspective. If you enjoyed today's episode, can you help us out by leaving us a review? They mean so much to us and help our podcast reach other mamas. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Loco Travel Life podcast. Until next time, Loco Travel Lifers, get out there, face the loco, and enjoy your next adventure. You've got this.